This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The National People's Party will contest in the upcoming urban local bodies elections in Nagaland, scheduled on the 26th of June. NPP National General Secretary James Sangma said in Dimapur yesterday that the party is open to fielding women candidates, even in seats not specifically reserved for them. The NPP is 5 members in the Nagaland Legislative Assembly and is part of the PDA coalition government led by Chief Minister Nephew Rio. Meghalaya Governor Phagu Chauhan yesterday facilitated 20 NCC cadets of Shillong Group NCC in the Darbar Hall of the Raj Bhavan. These cadets had represented Meghalaya in the Republic Day camp in January this year. Governor Chauhan and Additional Director General of NCC Northeastern Region, Major General Gagandeep, exhorted the cadets to keep working towards the twin aim of unity and discipline. The cadets were presented with certificates and cash incentives in recognition of their efforts. 4 out of these 20 cadets from Shillong were part of the NCC contingent, which marched on the Kartavya path in Republic Day parade. As part of his maiden visit to Meghalaya, Ambassador of France to India, Thierry Mathieu, yesterday paid a courtesy call on the Governor of Meghalaya, Phagu Chauhan, at Raj Bhavan, Shillong. During the meeting, the two engaged in a wide-ranging discussion, exploring avenues to further strengthen the relationship between France and India. Sikkim Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya yesterday visited the Central Institute of Higher Tibetan Studies, Sarnath Varanasi campus, where he engaged with Sikkimese students. He delivered an address on the enduring relevance of Buddha's teachings in navigating contemporary challenges and fostering harmonious existence, both individually and collectively. Mr. Acharya emphasized the significance of embracing a sustainable lifestyle that reveres Mother Nature, echoing the Buddha's teachings on non-violence and preservation of natural resources. The Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council, KHADC, will hold a meeting with various stakeholders on Monday to deliberate on the Khasi Social Custom of Lineage Act 1997. KHADC Chief Executive Member Punyat Singh Sim yesterday said that the party primary objective of the Act cannot be diluted and it is rooted in the matrilineal system of lineage of the Khasis. The meeting will also discuss the Khasi Social Custom of Lineage Amendment Bill 2023, which was passed by the Council. The Bharatiya Janata Party's Nagaland unit staged a dharna in Dimapur yesterday, protesting against the recent controversial remarks made by Sam Pitroda, the former Indian Overseas Congress chairman. Pitroda's statement comparing Indians from different parts of the nation to Chinese, Arabs, whites and Africans sparked outrage. Nagaland BJP spokesperson Maghavi Chisi alleged that such comments not only fuel divisive sentiments but also embolden neighboring nations to stake claims on specific regions within India. The Manipur government has launched training programs for the youth who have been affected by the ongoing communal crisis in the state. The chairperson of the Supreme Court established Committee on Relief and Rehabilitation in Manipur, Justice Geeta Mittal, said that the new schemes aim to provide job opportunities and enhance the spirit in games and sports among the youth. The training program will cover the hospitality sector, healthcare professional courses, coach certificate programs in sport, perfumery industry and others. The first ever Nagaland Potato Festival was organized at Jakhama village in Kohima district yesterday. The festival was aimed at encouraging organic potato cultivation in the state as well as enhance farmers' income by promoting the establishment of agriculture-based enterprises and development of value-added products. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.